Gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in.
You are tuned in to Workplace Radio for us all.
Hear me now.
Radio station everyone loves.
I love them.
Workplace Radio for us all. Here we go.
Your online radio.
Workplace radio. You know that's right. Here we go. You are tuned in to Workplace Radio for us all. And you know that's right. The baddest radio station in all the land. Do you know what time it is? It is time for Workplace Radio for us all. Let's go, let's get it. And you know that's right.
Millennials, speak out. Millennials, speak out. Millennials, speak out. That is the title of today's podcast, Speak Out, with your hosts, Tom, Tay, and Shad. We want to hear what you have to say. Many topics we discussed today. Millennials, speak out. They won't settle for workplace abuse. Don't say you promote them, but it's not true. They want to be treated with respect, just like you. Employers, don't lie to them, just tell them the truth. They're the future of this workforce today, using technology in so many ways. Entrepreneurs in this world today. This is our podcast, Millennials, who speak out, speak out. Millennials who speak out, speak out, speak out, speak out, speak out. This is Tay. Stay tuned, listening audience, to this podcast, Millennials Speak Out, right after this message. Hey everyone, this is Tay from Workplace Radio for Us All. Would you like to be a guest on our podcast? Or comment on our podcast, send us an email to workplaceradioforusall@gmail.com. That's workplaceradio, the number 4, USALL at gmail.com. You can go to our website to see our bios, videos, pictures of things discussed, and more at www.workplaceradioforusall.com. That's www.workplaceradio4usall.com. Add us to your Spotify and Apple Podcast playlist, and follow us by using the search Workplace Radio for Us All. It's one word. This podcast has also been made possible by Anchor, as well as Altai Media for your video, television, film, YouTube recordings, conferences, training coverage, and more. Go to our website at Workplace Radio for Us All for more details.
And now, back to Workplace Radio for Us All.
You know, you're listening to Workplace Radio for Us All with your host, Tay, and Shay, and our guest, Mai Mai, or
Maisha. Yes.
Mai Mai?
Oh, Mai Mai.
Yes. Oh, Mai Mai. Well, you know, we want to thank you for being a guest on our show. And yes, this is very interesting, talking about the differences in generations and millennial and what you like, what you don't, as opposed to the older generation and the different things that we have not had the opportunity to have, like Google and Siri and all. And you know what? You're right. And as one for the older generation, go to school, honey.
Yes, but I understand.
Get your education.
I understand, because that's pretty much all they knew.
That's all they knew. That's what they pretty much, to learn what we can learn from Google, they felt like they needed to go to school for that. Mm-hmm. And so the only way, you know, the only right way is to teach your kids to go to school.
Yeah.
Because that's how you know that they can make ends meet.
But I feel like now our generation is learning from that, and we can teach our kids better.
Exactly.
Like, you can go to school if you want to, but what do you want to do when you go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Have a plan. You don't have to go right away. That's what I would do.
Think it out.
Like, if I was going to go to college, I wouldn't have went right away. if I was going to do business, I would make sure that I was trying to open up a business right then and there. That way I can talk to my professors and say, hey, I'm trying to do this with my business. How do I do this? Or how do I do that? And by the time I graduate, I better have that business up and running.
Here's the thing, though. I don't even feel like college gives you the tools to be able to ask your professor how to do that.
When sometimes they haven't even had a business, or they're reading what's in the textbook.
They pretty much, yeah, pretty much are going to be like, they're going to be telling you what they know about that class.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like business school. I feel like there should be more to it. You know what I mean? More than that.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel like they give you the real keys to success. I feel like it puts you in debt.
Yeah.
Big time.
And I feel like it's a time waster.
Well, honest. You know, going back to, let's say, my generation, the older generation, what happens is that, like, we didn't have the technology that we have now. So basically, you either went to school to get that, go to college and get that good job, or get beat out of opportunities, job opportunities,
that's
because
true.
You didn't have the education. And that was always held against us. Oh, you don't have a high school diploma? You need to get a high school diploma. So, oh, you want to get a better job? Then you go to school, you go to college, and you get that degree. Oh, and then there's been times where I was beat out of jobs because I had a bachelor's degree, but I didn't have a master's degree. So therefore, there was opportunities that were presented. So you know what? I went back to school again, and I got my master's degree. Because, and so now, what are you going to say now to me? I have my experience plus my degree,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm still not going to get the job.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I increased my odds because that was what was happening in my time and my generation.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, now
we
have younger,
we have
elementary school kids, middle school kids, high school kids, and they're making so much money on YouTube.
Did you see the kid, was he like 6 years old? He's a toy reviewer, he makes millions. He's like the highest paid person on YouTube right now.
Look, the toy reviews, people sleep on it.
Yes.
The toy reviews, oh. I mean, parents, I've seen this family vlogger. They used to just vlog their, you know, little family dinners, household stuff, you know, just random stuff. Now they have their kids on YouTube reviewing toys, just playing with the toys and showing how they interact with the toys. And the parents will describe the toy so that when parents are thinking about buying certain toys for their kids and they Google it.
That's very informative.
Yeah, it's pretty informative.
And that's easy to do.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because there's some toys that have choke hazards.
Right.
And so by their kids playing and interacting with it, well, this particular toy doesn't have anything that's going to have a choke hazard for your child.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a pretty good strategy.
Yes,
and
I like that. I mean, if I was a mom, I would watch YouTube toy reviews.
Yeah.
Like, what's good for your baby at 6 months? And what toys, you know, I would do that.
But then again, even kids like watching other kids play with
toys.
These new toys.
Yep. And then they go to their mom, hey, mom, I want this.
Yes. And, yeah, and it's perfect for the toy companies.
Yep.
It's kind of just like,
the kids are free advertisement, kind of like.
Right.
Like, mommy, buy me this.
But you said he's one of the highest paid YouTubers right now?
He's, I want to say, 6 years old, and he's a toy reviewer.
So I see what you mean by opportunities.
So it's like, why, when there's kids literally making millions,
yeah.
Why would we want to work for somebody for 30 years?
You got that right.
Barely making ends meet.
I'm definitely in agreement with that. That's crazy. A kid making that kind of money, and I'm getting up every morning going to work, driving
9 to 5,
driving an hour to get to work.
Listening to telling people
to be bossed around.
To be bossed around. You got to ask permission to use the bathroom, permission to go to the lunch, permission to take off, permission to get sick. Cause you can't call out sick without letting somebody know. So you gotta have permission to get sick.
Do you have a doctor's note?
Then you gotta come back with a doctor's note, just for them to say, oh well. Maybe you're only allowed to bring 3 doctor notes, and then what happens? You get suspended
right.
on certain jobs. I think the type of job that y'all are working, a family-based job, is a whole lot better than a corporate job. Because corporate jobs do not care about
they
you at
care.
All. I mean, it's like, it's just like names and numbers, that's
mm-hmm.
it.
Literally.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
But I heard it. Y'all are talking about, so y'all are thinking about seriously getting into the real estate.
Yeah.
Yes. Big time.
Wow.
Big time.
Because it's easy for you to have passive income and you don't really have to do much work. Well, in the beginning process, it's a lot of field work, but the end result is you can be on vacation making money.
Yeah,
you don't have to punch a clock. You don't have to have a boss telling you what to do and what you can't do or anything. If you're sick that day, you're still making money.
Right. Now, that's true. You make money while you're sleeping and stuff. But, you know, I've been doing a lot of research on this real estate stuff, and I've been, even like Grant Cardone, he's, oh my goodness, I don't even know how much he makes. Mm-hmm. He has, I think, 300 plus units. If not, no, he probably has more than that. Yeah, he probably has more units than that. But anyway, he makes tons of money. He's a huge influencer in the real estate business, mm-hmm. and he's been doing it since, I think, 2005. And he's, like, touching probably close to a billionaire. He's crazy rich.
Wow.
Crazy rich. But basically, he said, if you think this, I got here easily, just because it's real estate, just because it's passive, it wasn't easy.
Right.
It took, I was up until 4 a.m. I barely got sleep. You know what I mean? It's... Like, I'm trying not to go into it thinking, oh, this is going to be an easier way.
Right.
I know it's going to take easy. Exactly. That's true.
Even YouTube is a slow burn.
That's true. Because you got to get the subscribers in order to get paid. And then now you have to keep your viewers up. And even they count your watch time now. Mm-hmm. So if your viewers are skipping through the video, they lose money.
Yep.
Mm.
They made it harder to get paid.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just trying to go into it open-minded and... You know, I know that it's not going to be easy, mm-hmm. but it's going to get me to where I want to go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's good that you're thinking like that, too.
Yeah, that's how
it's like you're not really going to get your hopes up because you know it's
going
to be hard.
Exactly.
But, you know, at the end, it's going to be all worth it.
It's going to be worth it. Exactly. And I'm not working on 9 to 5. Mm-hmm.
I hear you. I hear you.
Yes.
Cool.
So
very cool.
This is great. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's so many ways I get, from what I'm hearing, is to make money nowadays.
Yeah.
And without being in debt,
mm-hmm.
and going into debt, student loan debt, and student loan debt is very high, at least in the United
it's
States.
Bad. It's bad.
And I know someone that's in their late 50s, still paying when they're student loan.
Wow.
And it's like never ending, the interest rates, et cetera, it's just never ending.
I mean, if you think about it, at the end of the day, it's a business,
mm-hmm.
and it only benefits them, and then, you know, at the end of the day, because now they're seeing that you don't really need college degrees anymore. You can, somebody with 2 years of working in customer service, or, you know, whatever the field is, somebody with 2 years experience in the field can get hired over somebody with a bachelor's degree now.
Mm-hmm.
Got
they don't really care.
That's
yep.
right.
Sure.
Yep.
They don't really care anymore.
Yep. Back in the day, you know, just things have changed. I feel like maybe in the older generation, that college degree was like,
mm-hmm. that's like gold.
Yeah, gold.
Exactly.
But see, back then, that college degree didn't say you knew the job or you were smarter.
Mm-hmm.
They were just recognizing you for getting that college degree and giving you the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to find out after you got the job, you didn't know what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the person with experience
yes.
did.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
That happens so
and they
much.
They had to teach that person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I've been there.
Now they don't, I feel like they don't, what's the word, appreciate people with college degrees anymore.
Really? You think that?
Yeah, I feel like that because it's not as valuable anymore.
It's not.
Right.
Yeah, and you didn't need your degree to get this job.
It's 11:59.
I didn't. It's 11:59. It's 11:59. It's 11:59. It's 11:59. It's 11:59. It's 11:59. It's 11:59.
Hey, it's always 12 o'clock. Happy New Year! I'm gonna come home in a little bit.
Now
that
let's,
is fun.
Let's see what happened. You brought me a New Year talking about business.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, I was so happy I'm tearing up. But I told you, what, like October, I was like, I feel it. This New Year, it's something special about 2020.
Yeah. It is something special
about
2020.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It for sure is.
I felt it like a couple months ago, like my mindset changed. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I still feel it. I'm like, 2020, everybody in my circle is going to reach their goal. Something that they want to attain, I feel like they're going to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Accomplish what they're, like, their
Yeah, goals. I feel like 2020 is the year.
That's true. I'll claim it too.
I feel like that, yeah. Strongly.
Yeah,
I'm not the type of person to say, new year, new me. Yeah. My goals are this, my goals are that.
I want to lose weight.
I'm gonna do this, you know. Right. I'm just like, it's just another day.
Yeah.
But 2020?
It feels different.
It feels different because of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
All the opportunities we have now. Mm-hmm. Just a lot. We are way smarter than what our parents were at this
time. And we have to use that as leverage so that we can get on to where they couldn't get. That's what I'm doing.
We have access to way more.
Yep.
Now,
that's another thing. Oh, go ahead.
You want to know something that's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
When YouTube came out and got started, do you know I had a channel?
Oh, when it got started? Oh,
before
you did?
Everybody else.
Wow.
One problem. Nobody told me what to do with it.
Aww.
Yep.
You know what? Everybody who had channels in the beginning and then were consistent with it, they had a lot of followers. Mm.
Yes.
They had a lot of followers.
Yes.
I've noticed that.
I didn't even know that you could upload your own videos.
Yeah, it's something that was just so new though. It was new. It was really new.
I just thought they picked what content they wanted to put on there, random people uploading stuff from like Facebook or other stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't know you purposely just that's what YouTube is for. You upload your own stuff.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Yep. And it was used as a platform.
And the thing about it now, YouTube has did serious damage to television studios. You can go on YouTube and watch movies that's not coming on television.
Look what happened to Blockbuster because of Netflix.
That's right.
Hulu and everything. Ooh. I used to love going to Blockbuster.
Mm. I did too.
It was like Friday night stuff.
Going out.
That's what everybody wanted to go to Blockbuster Friday night, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a nice little movie. They have popcorn there.
Now Netflix is
the whole thing.
The whole thing.
You know what else? Cable. I don't have cable.
Me either.
A lot of people
I feel like a lot of millennials
don't have cable. Yeah.
There's no point.
We can watch anything we want online. Yep.
Literally.
Right online.
Cable companies are trying to throw their service at you for free.
Yeah.
Literally.
I always get deals from
$20 a month.
Yep.
that and home phone service.
Who wants home phone service? What in the world? That's crazy.
Yes, like give me the Wi-Fi.
I did not know you. I didn't know y'all knew what home phone service. Remember that. Wow.
Times have changed.
No, that's going to be Azari and Nathalie's generation.
Like so much has changed in our generation.
This decade is over. We just finished a decade. This is the start of a new decade.
That's crazy.
Do you feel like you're getting older, millennials?
Oh my gosh. Every year.
Yeah. Because birthdays feel different.
Yeah.
After you're 21, after you finish turning 21, birthdays are different. It's just like, oh, okay.
Because it's like you're grown, so like you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So it's like you're just doing that repeatedly every year.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you feel about some millennials don't like to be called millennials? Have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard it, but I think maybe it could be because of certain stigmas that they have
like
millennials.
Like negative connotations.
Yeah, because a lot of times they think that we're lazy. or we try to find the easy way out, which I kind of feel like we are lazy.
We are.
But I don't have a problem with admitting that.
No.
Because, you know what I mean? Like,
everything is made to be easier nowadays.
Exactly. Like, the fact that we have such a good search engine like Google, even Yahoo and stuff like that, where we can look up anything that we need to find.
I can control my heat from my phone.
Wow. In your house?
My house.
Wow. So we can be lazy.
We can be lazy.
I can be out to eat
and it'd be cold and I'd be like, oh, let me turn the heat on so when I come home.
Wow. That type of stuff.
I barely touch the dial anymore. I use my phone.
Oh, I heard some borrowers. But I don't know where they were doing it over here. But anyway,
you ever feel bad about being lazy about doing laundry?
No.
I do. Because I'm like, all you gotta do is put it in the washer.
Oh.
And you know what they used to do back then?
You know what? Mine doesn't work. That's
why.
Oh. Oh, they had to do this.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. So that's what I think. I'm like, and I'm so lazy to put it in the washer.
Just put it in the washer. Put some soap on the thing.
Yeah, like, come on now. And then put it in the dryer.
Okay, I see what you mean.
And I definitely had a scrub board.
You did? Oh.
Yes.
Even in Harlem?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yes.
And then remember VHS tapes?
Yes. Thick old tapes.
You had to
VHS tapes.
Yes. Throwback.
You ever try to play one and then it'd be at the ending and be like, who did not rewind? VHS, then we had DVD, then we had Blu-ray, now we just stream everything online. Then we got cell phones. Well, we had pagers.
True.
I think we were babies when pagers were out. The 90s.
Yeah, because I was just using a Barbie one.
Aww.
I'm pretty sure I was just using a Barbie one.
Probably not came out, but phones really got popular. I was like around 5 or 6.
Because
my sister was about 16 and she had got like a small phone.
Okay.
Yeah. But phones in the beginning were very big, like walkie-talkie.
I heard.
Yeah, they were like walkie-talkie big.
Oh
phones.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Now you can get a phone like.
They probably were like. These
it's funny because they're going back up in size.
Yeah. I like a bigger size phone though.
Because it's touchscreen and you can see
everything.
You
can see
but that wasn't touchscreen like that, you know, back then.
Oh, no, yeah. I know. Yeah, no,
they haven't gone like that. Hello,
remember my
antenna.
Yo, remember when a lot of cars had antennas on them?
Yeah.
Like, almost all cars had antennas on them.
Yes,
and if it was, you couldn't hear the radio good.
Was it for the rain?
Yeah, you couldn't hear the radio good if it was raining because the antennas,
oh,
like.
Oh, my gosh, that's
remember that?
True.
Like, that's crazy.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, so we're not. Crazy.
Is there anything that you feel like has changed and you're like, how do you do that now?
What do you mean? Like,
okay, so you know how the older generation may not know how to work a Xbox.
Huh, okay.
So
now
is
all
there
of us know how to work an Xbox.
It's that virtual stuff.
Yeah.
I would love to learn how to do the virtual.
Yeah.
So is there anything? So ask the question again.
Okay. So is there anything that has came out new that you're just like, what is this? How do you do that? And it makes you feel old.
You know what?
I feel like there's something that made me feel like that. I just can't think of what it was.
It's certain things with social media for me.
Okay.
Certain things that I'm not on top of with social media because I really don't go on Instagram and stuff like that.
Right.
So when you're like, when you say something and you're like, you didn't know that? I'd be like, dang, I feel old. I feel like I'm a grandma, like, you updating me on the world and stuff. My goodness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's one thing. I guess it's just social media and just staying up with, you know, what's going on.
So you mean to tell me, even as a millennial, as a younger millennial, the technology is just going above and beyond, like you will not believe.
It is.
Sometimes 3-year-olds will know much more how to do with electronics than we could.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
It's crazy.
And that's how we feel like with you. You know, can you show me how to do this? Or can you set this up for me?
Yeah.
It's funny though. It's cute though.
Yeah.
So now what's happening, even in the early 20s that you are, and it's like how the generation now that's come up Mm-hmm. It's showing, oh, let me show you how to do it. Oh, you do this and this, and they're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So, it's like, guess what? It's a cycle.
It is, it's a
it's
cycle.
It's a cycle. It's an evolution. And
then we'll be that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I feel like we're more understanding.
But I wonder what else is going to change. Like, in the future, have you ever just really thought about that? Like, what is...
I thought by now there'd be like flying cars.
Like the Jetsons, right?
Yeah.
George Jetson.
Yeah. I love futuristic stuff.
Way better than flying cars. I like the pods.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, pods. Flying pods? What kind of pods?
Floating pods.
Floating flying pods. It was like a dream.
Yeah,
that she had.
Okay. Because the first thing I was thinking about, you know, these storage units, these pods.
I'm thinking of like a
circular. But you know, like,
and then like iRobot. You know, iRobot, the movie, and then they had these big little containers, that steel containers that looked like pods. And with Will Smith.
iRobot. Okay, I know that movie, but I don't remember that part. Yeah, I remember that movie though.
Yeah, it was like a whole bunch of containers looked like pods stacked on top of each other and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, but no, we're talking about that. I know.
You ever seen like a Ferris wheel? Like,
yes.
And it has like the pods on there, like the really high ones.
Okay.
That type of pod.
Yeah. Okay.
Like floating, like so that you could fit in there, like 2-3 people.
I don't know.
Five
like a regular
people,
car,
like a regular car size.
Yeah,
that's what I pictured.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought I would want transportation, or transporting, or whatever you call it.
Oh, teleporting.
Yes.
Teleporting,
my bad. Yeah, teleporting. I thought I would want that. But the idea of that kind of sounds scary.
Yeah, because how would you
like
teleport?
Just automatically going to another place? Like,
I don't think
you know, who knows?
That.
I'm sure that, you know, they're working on technology like that. You know, Star Trek has been doing it for years, you know. And, I'm sure that it's based off of some kind of realistic reality. They may not let it be known to the public yet, but it may exist.
But you know what? It's in the movies. I feel like...
All the time.
They drop the little hints, and then it's like, later on, you're going to see this really happen.
Yeah. Look at the cell phones. The cell phones are the same way.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, when you were younger, or you probably didn't think about it, but back then, would you have thought that we would be able to FaceTime, for example?
No, but I did from George Jetson. George Jetson, way back in the 50s and 60s, going way back then, they had FaceTime. You know, you could video chat, flying cars, going from one place to another place. So yeah, they had all this technology back in the 50s and 60s when, you know, during that era.
Right.
So if George Jetson, you know, that cartoon series had all of that then, we're just now coming up to certain things.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So somebody had the idea way back then.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Why is it that we can only FaceTime one person at a time right now?
They need to go ahead and...
They need to go ahead and drop that.
I thought they fixed that.
Oh, we can do group FaceTime now. That is true.
But finally, after how long?
Yeah.
So...
Oh, you know what it is? You know how you go live on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go live with more than one person.
Oh, on Instagram. Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
They need to come out with that then. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yep. But I think they already have it. They just didn't drop it yet.
Yeah. I remember when Instagram didn't even have all that. It was just regular.
It was just pictures.
Yeah, it was just pictures.
Not even videos, just pictures.
Yeah, just pictures.
Now, so Instagram, you have other things besides pictures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have videos.
Oh.
You have IGTV, which is like longer videos.
Mm. You can go live.
You can go live. You can post on your story. How do you explain that, the IG story?
Yeah, the IG story, it's like, yes. It's like, basically has titles under each thing. And when you click it, it could be like the Bahamas. And when you click it, it's like pictures and videos from the Bahamas.
But it stays on your story for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you will upload it to your page, it stays there until you delete it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It could be there for years.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe I have to look into getting an Instagram.
You said she takes pictures.
You know what? She does. She
that
takes
would
good
be very
pictures.
Good for her platform.
She takes good pictures. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so Instagram, okay.
Mm-hmm. Instagram, you can make money on Instagram. Did you know that?
No.
You ain't tired.
I didn't know you can make money on Instagram.
Models?
Oh, yeah, IG models. Yeah, I did hear about that. But it's like...
Well, anybody with clout.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so, say, for instance, I buy a product from, let's say, Fashion Nova.
Mm-hmm.
If I keep, you know, if I have so many followers, they will want to work with me.
Yeah.
They will want to send me free clothes. They'll want to pay me to post myself in their clothes.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So, these Instagram models... with about 1 million, 2 million of followers, pretty much. This is how they make their money.
Okay.
Instagram. They get free clothes. They promote for companies. Mm-hmm. They get paid. They do hair. You know, people send them wigs and stuff. And all they got to do is put it on, take cute pictures and look good.
That's it.
And they get paid.
That's it.
So there we go. Once again, there are many different ways in order to get resources to make income mm-hmm. without... necessarily going to college
exactly.
in order to
exactly
attain that
exactly mm-hmm.
or working 20, 30 years
exactly
for somebody else's dream
exactly.
Wow. So I mean, I see how technology has unfolded in so many different ways, and how if you're smart enough, technology savvy enough,
mm-hmm.
You're able to tap into those different areas in order to bring wealth to yourself.
Yeah.
And passive income or active income, and not necessarily working for someone else for a long term
exactly.
period of time.
That's why I think jobs now have a high turnover rate, because it's like we're not going to just take anything from people anymore. It's like, we will leave this job. There's
yeah,
other opportunities
exactly.
out here.
Exactly.
You're not going to just pay me what you want to pay me and then treat me any type of way.
Because there's too many opportunities. I could just go ahead and just do some Uber or Lyft or post a few pictures.
And work for myself and do my own hours, make my own schedule. Why do I have to wake up 7 in the morning, come in here, have you yelling at me, telling me I can't do this, I can't do that. I can't go on vacation for my birthday because you need me here at work all day.
Yeah.
Like, that's not,
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the older generation, they feel like, oh no, I need to get up and
yep.
I need to go to work
yep.
so that I can get my money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my job. This
mm-hmm.
is what I have to do. I have to get up at this time.
Another thing, they would never say anything to their boss.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Yeah.
Never any problems, any issues. Listen to everything they say. Us?
We want to make sure
we are treated right.
Exactly. Paid right.
Paid
and
right.
talked to right
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So we'll have a talk with our manager and be like, you know, can we do it like this instead? Because
mm-hmm.
I need some, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
we'll walk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll walk easy.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
Yep. We give, there's just too many opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Way too many opportunities.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you, Mama, for being our guest on Workplace Radio for Us All. We appreciated the millennial perspective. Okay, yeah, that's the other hostess, Shay, over there. You know, Shay and Mai and her guest for today.
Dynamic duo.
And,
yes.
And we have Tom, and this is Tay, and we want to thank you for listening. And please go to our website at www.workplaceradioforusall.com. That's www.workplaceradio4usall.com. Thank you, and stay tuned next time for some more interesting topics.